Hello, I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. If ever a superhero saga demanded and deserved to be taken on its own terms, Black Widow is the one. It's a Marvel adventure that doesn't pretend to be cosmic, it isn't even epic, and certainly isn't flawless. A lot of it plays like an espionage thriller, though with some really elegant action sequences. In the grand scheme of things, it's meant to serve mainly as a link between cycles of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, so it becomes the first of the new post-Avengers Endgame era. But it's an affecting link, a tribute to a fallen Avenger who died in Avengers Endgame in a startling act of self-sacrifice. Scarlett Johansson's Natasha Romanoff figured importantly in several episodes, but she didn't have a movie of her own until this one, which was directed with great exuberant style by the Australian filmmaker Kate Shortland. Not only does the film explore Natasha's origins, it reconnects her after years of separation with her sister figure, Yelena Belova. She's played sensationally by Florence Pugh. And the flashbacking narrative addresses stuff that superhero sagas aren't supposed to trouble themselves about. What are childhood memories made of? What constitutes a family in which children can or cannot feel loved? The film does bog down from time to time in standard brand searches and chases, but it's quite remarkable that its emotional center should be provided by a relationship that's the definition of sibling rivalry. But these are superb and perfectly complementary performances in a big-budget action-adventure that truly is about sisterly love. Scarlett Johansson's Natasha is out there in the world with no guile, a fiercely earnest fighter who has suffered so many wounds of so many kinds that she doesn't think she can feel anymore. Florence Pugh's Yelena is dryly self-ironic, shrewd, and very, very funny, a masterstroke of casting. Together, they're electrifying and terrifically entertaining. So are their violent excuses for parents. Melina Vostokoff, a.k.a. the Iron Maiden, has a dark history, but Rachel Weisz plays her with bright intelligence and steely purpose. David Harbour makes Alexei Shostakov a towering figure of midlife fury. Sometimes he looks like a tattooed version of Rasputin the Mad Monk, but when he readies himself for new combat by donning his old Red Guard outfit, he could pass for a live-action counterpart of Bob Parr, squeezing himself back into his Mr. Incredible suit. It's an enormous performance in a film that can fulfill its action obligations and then, turning on a kopeck, set aside quiet time for the family to reflect on the rewards and regrets of their formative years in suburban Ohio when two young sisters took what warmth they were able to find from a couple of vestiges of the Cold War. Who knew Marvel films could do that? I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.